KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly sunny sky. It's 79 degrees. We look for it to be sunny, hot, and continued humid today with a high around 97, a heat index around 110 to 115 degrees. An excessive heat warning continues for the listing area through 7 p.m. Friday here in western Iowa. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. Two Union County men were arrested Wednesday evening on drug charges. Creston police say 39-year-old Stephen Knowles and 18-year-old Kane Farlow, both of Creston, were arrested at around 6:30 p.m. near Highway 34 and Industrial Parkway. Farlow was being held at the Union County Jail on charges that include felony eluding causing bodily injury, possession of a controlled substance marijuana, possession of controlled substance methamphetamine, and possession of drug paraphernalia. His bond was set at $5,000. Knowles was also charged with possession of meth and marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. His bond was set at $1,000. Police in Heartland report the arrest Sunday of 20-year-old Justin Van Arnhem of Atlantic. Van Arnhem was arrested when officers were called to assist medevac with a person who had been injured in an altercation. He was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with disorderly conduct. Assault charges may be pending. Harlan police said also 51-year-old Amy Jo Ross of Harlan was taken into custody last Friday when officers were called to a burglary in progress on the 2100 block of Lincoln Avenue. Ross was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with burglary in the third degree for allegedly breaking into the residence of Carrie Green in Harlan. And Harlan police report a small garden tractor was reported missing from a residence in the 800 block of Tarkington on Monday. The estimated value of the trailer was $100. The incident remains under investigation. A man who was suspected of leading authorities in a high-speed pursuit the night of July 11th in Taylor County was arrested Wednesday in Lenox. 31-year-old Mark Allen Ochterberg of Clarinda was taken into custody under the authority of warrants issued out of Montgomery and Page counties for probation violation and failure to appear. Ochterberg is suspected of leading deputies in the pursuit of a stolen motorcycle that began in Bedford July 11th. The cycle, which was stolen from a residence in Atchison County, Missouri, was later found abandoned in Hopkins, Missouri. Charges are pending in Taylor County on Ochterberg for theft and eluding. Police in Red Oak arrested a motorcyclist for driving while revoked Wednesday evening. 41-year-old Jason Neal Beecham of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 5:30 p.m. after he was observed driving a motorcycle. Officers who knew Beecham didn't hold a valid driver's license pulled him over. He was transported to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $1,000 bond. Red Oak police said also a Red Oak man was arrested Wednesday afternoon following a traffic stop. At around 4:15 p.m., officers stopped a vehicle on the 1200 block of North 4th Street for driving the wrong way on a one-way street. Officers then arrested 44-year-old Jesse Lee Simmons of Red Oak for driving while barred, an aggravated misdemeanor. Simmons was taken to Montgomery County Jail and held on $2,000 bond. He was also cited for failure to have valid insurance and given a written warning for driving the wrong way on a one-way street. Elsewhere in the news, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening passed a resolution in support of a workforce housing tax incentive program application being submitted to the Iowa Economic Development Authority by the Whitney Group, LLC, for a 16-unit housing project located at the former Old Whitney Inn at 222 Chestnut Street. Mark Smith, owner-investor in the project, said beside the state and historical tax credits the investor group has applied for, the workforce housing tax credit, if it's approved, would allow for a 10% tax credit from the state.
Anybody that applies for it, it's kind of a lottery system. The state allows, puts so much money out there, and when it gets used up, it's gone. One of the requirements for this credit is that we have, show that we have support from the city and the council for the project that we're doing.
The council also passed a resolution approving the contract and bonds for the 2016 street improvement projects. Snyder & Associates engineer Dave Sturm said the action was necessary as part of the process of approving the contract with Henningsen Construction. Sturm said there's no definitive start date yet on the projects at this time. The weather has played a role, of course, in any plans to begin in the short term. The Atlantic City Council received a presentation from Gary Loop with Engineering Technologies Incorporated out of Omaha with regard to an electrical system study commissioned for the second and third floors of City Hall. Loop said the study revealed old, outdated equipment that needs to be replaced. It also lacks a fire alarm system, but since the third floor is not being used for public events at this time, there's no immediate need to install it. The price tag for a complete overhaul of the electrical systems on both floors, including lighting, according to Loop, and 10% contingency included, would amount to $177,000 plus.
The main portion of this that we recommend replacing is your panel board where you put that breaker on your circuit. And there's several different circuit panels throughout the building, some on this floor, some on the upper floors. That's a part of this system that really needs to replace the most. Your electrical service into the building, to your main service equipment. So those are the ones that really have the biggest issues.
Just bringing the electrical system up to code, he said, would cost between $113,000 and $114,000. Loop said the improvements could be accomplished in steps. The code issue involves improper grounding and other matters. The Atlantic City Council, by a vote of 6-1, approved moving forward with the process of repiping a Bull Creek between 8th and 9th Streets, where a section of ground covering a storm sewer pipe has collapsed, creating a sinkhole. Councilperson Kathy Summers was opposed to replacing the entire length of the pipe over concerns it would violate restrictions set forth by the Corps of Engineers. The Atlantic City Council last night also accepted the resignation of at-large Councilman Bob Cord. His term on the council was set to expire on January 1st of 2018. Mayor Dave Jones said Third Ward Councilperson Ashley Hayes expressed an interest in being appointed to the seat because she intends to purchase a house in Atlantic but is not yet certain where that will be. It would may mean that she would have to move out of the Third Ward.
Hope that she has to resign her seat in Ward 3, and then this council would have to approve her, take Bob's seat, and then still go through the whole the so-called for election 2.
And regardless of which seat is filled by appointment, the public has 14 days from the date of publication of an appointment to file a petition calling for an election. No official motion was made with regard to the filling of Cord's seat during Wednesday's meeting. In his report to the council, Mayor Jones asked citizens to report to the Cass County Communications Center at 243-2204. Any delays longer than 10 minutes caused by a train blocking the main arteries in Atlantic, including Olive and Lynn. Police Chief Steve Green will address a letter to the railroad reminding them of their responsibility as well to notify the comm center if they expect the roads to be blocked more than 10 minutes. Jones said also the west side of Palm Street will be closed for parking this Saturday, July 23rd. In association with the Cass County Fair, the street closure on that side of the street is necessary to accommodate vehicles pulling trailers to the fairgrounds. He also reminded property owners to trim your tree limbs hanging over sidewalks to a minimum of 7 feet above the ground. Complaints have been coming in, he said, about the limbs hanging too low, obstructing pedestrian travel on sidewalks. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen, reporting.